Let's talk about how this is really playing out in clinical practice, and maybe we can just sort of touch on these cases, beginning with this 75-year-old lady.
So this is a 75-year-old woman who had some comorbidities, who was treated in 2014, borderline early 2014, with FCR. She had some high-risk features, including a 17p deletion, which in 2019 would have mandated ibrutinib or venetoclax therapy for her, but at the time it wasn't available. So she did achieve a deep remission. She had a CR, but she had persistent disease. And of course, like all patients who have high-risk features who receive chemoimmunotherapy, there's a high rate of relapse. She relapsed and ultimately went on to receive ibrutinib as a standard of care. Of course, that drug was initially approved in the relapse refractory setting in 2014 and then subsequently approved in the frontline setting for patients with ADEL17P. She goes on to receive ibrutinib, tolerates it reasonably well initially, but then she had some side effects. And I think the side effects that she had were significant arthralgias and hypertension, which is probably one of the most under-recognized toxicities related to ibrutinib, because plenty of people walk around with hypertension and have absolutely no symptoms at all from it. The ibrutinib was dose reduced as a potential strategy for mitigating the arthralgia issue to 280 milligrams per day from 420, and right now she's tolerating it just fine and has no recurrence of that particular toxicity. So that case really illustrates a lot of important points. Number one, the standard of care has changed for DEL17P positive patients. Number two, toxicities can occur that are either clinically symptomatic or silent, like arthralgia, symptomatic or silent, like hypertension. And then the third is that it's reasonable to consider dose reductions of ibrutinib in the setting of a toxicity before discontinuing the drug. And in this case, the woman went on to a lower dose to maintain her response, but has not had significant morbidity from receiving ibrutinib.